Let's talk about Grant Me Hope, Finding Forever Homes for Foster Children, another hat that you wear in the house. You are Helen Zierup, founder of Grant Me Hope, plus president of Teddy's Transport. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Shelley. How are you today?
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Tell me again about the good work Teddy's Transport does.
Teddy's Transport is a trucking company my dad actually founded back in 82, and we do local pickup and delivery and nationwide expediting and do a lot of work for manufacturers and freight forwarders, customs brokers, that type of thing.
You busy?
Yeah, we're busy. It's great.
But you're not busy enough because you have had a calling to find Grant Me Hope. So, wow, I'll say congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, my husband and I did foster care for 14 years, and back in 2014, I found out that a lot of these kids were ending up homeless, and I was watching a training video to renew our foster license, and it was talking about how hard it is to get older foster children adopted, and a little boy came on this video, he was maybe 15, and he said this, and it changed my whole life. He said, "My older siblings told me once I reached a certain age, I would be unadoptable." And then he paused and he looked real sad and he said, "No one should steal your hope." And that hit me so wrong. And I thought, you know what? He's right. No one should steal your hope. And the video went on to say that California did a marketing initiative where they got these kids on TV news stations and they had a high success rate of finding them homes. So I thought, why aren't we doing that here in Michigan? So I made a few phone calls, I was on the board of Pathways MI at the time, which now merged with Arbor Circle. And I talked to the executive director and I said, "If I can come up with the money, can you help me get these kids on TV?" And she said, "Yes, I'll help you." And then I had met another gal, Barb Aldrink, at a women's networking group, and I knew that she had done TV commercials. So I called her and I said, "Barb, if I can come up with the money, can you help me get these kids on TV?" And she said, "Yes." So that was September 11, 2014. And bless WZZM, Channel 13, they agreed to air our kids for free. So we got permission from the state. We started producing videos. They approved our demo. And January 6, 2015, we aired our first child on WZZM. Then in April of that year, we landed a TV station in Detroit, Channel 7, and they started airing our kids. The first child that we aired on WXYZ in Detroit, we got 19 phone calls on her. So it was huge. It's a huge thing. So these are kids that are available.
Say, who are these kids?
These kids are available for adoption. Parental rights have been completely severed. And they are listed, photo listed on MARE. MARE stands for Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange. If you go to MARE.org, you will see at least 300 children in the state of Michigan right now available for adoption and desperately waiting for a loving home. So those are the kids that we feature. Once kids reach the age of 10, it seems to be harder to find them an adoptive home. If they are in sibling groups, it seems harder to find them a home. Or if they have anything wrong with them. If they maybe have ADHD, or if they have, if they're hearing impaired, or if they have any type of an impairment, it seems like it's harder to find them a home. And these are amazing kids. The other misconception, we've got three goals at Grant Me Hope. We try to educate America about the plight of these kids. Yeah. People do not know that we have 600,000 kids in America today in the foster care system. They do not know that over 100,000 are available for adoption. And so we try to educate America about different things regarding this. Then we try to recruit more foster families. We don't have near enough foster families, not even close. We've got kids that we're paying to put in institutions. I called a long time ago and called the state of Michigan and said, "Do we have orphanages?" And they said no. So I assumed we had enough foster families, right, that we didn't have kids in orphanages. Well, they call it residential. We've got kids in institutions all over the place because we don't have near enough loving foster homes. So we try to recruit more foster homes, and then we try to get kids adopted. So that's what we do at Grant Me Hope.
Yes. What is the responsibility of the foster parents?
Foster parents are amazing because they, you know, the child is getting pulled from the only home they know, right? The only home they know, good, bad, or otherwise, and that's very traumatic, right? They're scared. And they go into a home that they've never known before, and these parents have to be kind, they have to be patient, they have to be loving, they have to teach them boundaries. They've maybe never even had or known a set sleep schedule or a set eating schedule. They might not have known anything like that. So foster parents that are good are absolutely amazing, and we need more of them.
And fostering can turn into adopting.
It can. I've adopted twice through the foster care system.
You, one Helen Z has.
Yeah.
Yes, so appreciate that honesty. And again, I love these cards. Here's Rachel.
Yeah. Mayor gives us cards to pass out. And when I speak at churches, I pass out these cards. It's got a picture of the child on the front, and on the back it tells just a brief bio of the child. And we've got all these beautiful kids that need loving homes. I ask people to put them up on their fridge or their vanity or wherever, that they will see it every day and remember to pray or think about this child, and so that we can find them a loving home.
Yes. Let's talk about the event that you have on April 18th.
Yeah, we are doing a dinner auction fundraiser. Catherine Barrett from Channel 13 is going to be our MC. We did it last year, so this will be the second time that we've done it. It's April 18 from 6 to 9 at English Hills The Terrace over in Comstock Park. It is going to be so much fun. We've got so many sponsors that donated wonderful gifts for our auction. The meal, their food there is just absolutely fantastic. So it's going to be a great night, and we've got the most amazing speaker coming in. Yeah, and
who's
I can't
that?
Wait. It's a success story. I'll give you that teaser.
Give me that tease.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll give you that
because
teaser.
Because you want us to be blown away.
I do.
By those who obviously succeed.
Yeah.
Boy, again, the statistics. Every year, 600,000 kids spend time in the U.S. foster care system. And that's equal to the number of people living in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah.
And bringing this back home, again, this is local.
It is. When I started this, I did not realize that so I live towards Holland. We had 8 aged out foster kids living behind the DNW in Holland when I started this. 8. And it's here. It's in our own backyard. You have no idea how many people are homeless that have aged out of the foster care system. They have no money. They age out at 18 or when they graduate from high school. They get kicked out of the institution. Now, less than 2% ever go on and get any further education. Those kids, there is help for them to get them into college. There are some people that the state offers, and they do that. But some of the kids are so sick of being in the system. Some of them we've had in the system 10 years. They just want to get out, but they don't realize when they get out what's in store for them. That's the problem. They don't have a driver's license. They've maybe never filled out a job application. They have no one that cares that it's their birthday. No one cares that they're homeless. And I can't stand homelessness, especially here in Michigan when it's so cold.
Yes. And it's happening.
It's happening again, right here in our backyard.
Yes. All right. What's your call to action again?
I would like people to like us on Facebook and social media. Like Grant Me Hope. Share the kids' videos. You never know who of your friends or family might be interested in adopting or doing foster care. It's easy. It's simple. If you have a church or a work or not a veterans group, but any type of group. I've spoke at the American Legion. I've spoke at Rotaries, Optimist Clubs. If you have an opportunity for me to come in and speak and help me educate, you know, it's free. It's wonderful. We get people talking about it. People do something about it. America's awesome. They just, you know, Americans need to know what's going on. It's not just a Michigan problem. It's a national problem. So I want to take Grant Me Hope National. So in 2016, we launched into Ohio. Wow. So now we're airing Ohio children on different Ohio TV stations as well and on TCT Network. Yeah.
You are the messenger and one busy lady in addition. So thank you for that. One more time, how do we find out more information about Grant's Grant Me Hope and the Celebrating Hope?
Shelly, I forgot one thing.
Oh,
people
yes.
don't realize these kids are free to adopt either. They think it's going to cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to adopt, and they're actually free to adopt. So if people want more information, have them call me. You can go to grantmehope.org. My business phone is 616-836-7949. They can ask me questions about becoming a foster parent, about adapting through the foster care system, how it works, and then like Grant Me Hope on social media. And hopefully we'll see some of you at our dinner auction on April 18th.
good things you are doing, including Teddy's Transport as well. Helen, thank you very much, founder of Grant Me Hope and president of Teddy's Transport, with your good message. Take care.